Hello and welcome to the Blockchain Talks with Israel, where we uncover the secret to success in Web3 marketing. My name is Israel Okereke and I am your host in today's episode. In today's episode, we are diving into the world of metrics and key performance indicators, KPIs, for measuring success in Web3 marketing campaigns. Excitingly, it's our final episode, episode 15 on a 15-week series on Web3 marketing. Do well to stay tuned, don't go anywhere as we bring you a wrap of this series on Web3 marketing. But before I go ahead on today's episode, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, the Platon Network. The Platon Network is the next generation AI network. They have been amazing sponsors, and I will want to use this opportunity to appreciate them for all the support they have given to this podcast. Do well to follow their social handles and stay updated with their latest developmental trend. You can also join us and create content and be rewarded in the Platon ecosystem. For more information, do message me via my handle, also on the description of this podcast. So back to a podcast on measuring success in Web3 marketing. In the dynamic landscape of Web3 marketing, where decentralization and innovation reign supreme, measuring success requires a nuanced approach. Traditional metrics may fall short in capturing the true impact of marketing campaigns in a decentralized world. In this podcast, we'll explore the unique metrics and key performance indicators essential for evaluating the effectiveness of Web3 marketing campaigns. First, let's understand what Web3 marketing is. Web3 marketing operates within a decentralized ecosystem powered by blockchain technology and characterized by transparency, user empowerment, and community engagement. Unlike traditional marketing channels, Web3 offers opportunities for direct interactions between brands and consumers, facilitated by decentralized platforms and protocols. Let's start by discussing why measuring success is crucial in Web3 marketing. Why is it important for marketers to have the right metrics and KPIs in place? In Web3 marketing, where decentralization, transparency, and accountability are key, having the right metrics and KPIs is essential for evaluating the effectiveness of marketing campaigns. Unlike traditional marketing channels, Web3 offers unique opportunities for engagement, community building, and value creation. By tracking the right metrics, marketers can gain insight into the impact of their campaigns, identify areas for improvement, and optimize their strategies for maximum ROI. Let's look at the importance of metrics and KPIs. Measuring success in Web3 marketing is crucial for several reasons. Firstly, data-driven decision-making. Metrics and KPIs provide value insight into the performance of marketing campaigns, allowing marketers to make informed decisions and optimize strategies for maximum impact. Secondly, accountability and transparency. In a decentralized world where trust is paramount, transparent measurement and reporting are essential for building credibility and accountability. Finally, continuous improvement. By tracking the right metrics, marketers can identify strengths and weaknesses in their campaigns and iterate on strategies to drive continuous improvement. Now, let's explore some of the unique metrics and KPIs for measuring success in Web3 marketing campaigns. What are some of the key metrics that marketers should be paying attention to? There are several key metrics that marketers should be tracking in Web3 marketing campaigns. These include community engagement. Measure the level of engagement and interactions within your brand's decentralized community, including comments, likes, share, and contributions from users. 2. Token metrics. Track the performance of your brand native tokens or cryptocurrencies, including price fluctuations, trading volume, liquidity, and market cap. Thirdly, decentralized identity metrics. Monitor the growth and engagement of your brand's decentralized identity network, including the number of users, accounts, and transactions. 4. Content consumption. Analyze how users are interacting with your content, including views, clicks, shares, and conversions. Finally, governance participation. Evaluate the level of participation in your brand's decentralized governance processes, including voting, proposals, and decision making. These are some insightful metrics, and we'll look at examples of how these metrics can be applied in practice. Let's take community engagement as an example. By tracking metrics such as comments, likes, and shares within your brand's decentralized community, you can gauge the level of engagement and sentiment among users. This can help you identify popular topics, trends, and opportunities for engagement, as well as potential areas for improvement. Similarly, token metrics such as price fluctuations and trading volume can provide valuable insight into the market dynamics and investors' sentiment surrounding your brand's native tokens. My advice to marketers in the Web3 era is to embrace data-driven decision-making and continuous optimization. By tracking the right metrics and KPIs and iterating on your strategies based on insight and feedback, you can maximize the effectiveness of your marketing campaigns and drive sustainable growth in the decentralized landscape of Web 3.0. In conclusion, measuring success in Web3 marketing requires a holistic approach that goes beyond traditional metrics. By tracking community engagement, token metrics, decentralized identity metrics, content consumption, and governance participation, marketers can gain valuable insight into the effectiveness of their campaigns and drive sustainable growth in the decentralized landscape of Web 3.0. As the industry continues to evolve, staying informed and adapting measurement strategies accordingly will be essential for success in Web3 marketing. This has brought us to the end of our 15-week series on Web3 marketing. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in every time to listen to our podcast. Be sure to join us next time as we start a new series on topics around blockchain, cryptocurrency, and Web3 generally. Also, don't forget to follow our social handles and subscribe to this podcast to stay updated with our latest episodes. Until I come your way next time, do have a lovely weekend, and bye for now.